about Pesach. About Pesach. Interesting yesodos. Okay, let's begin about Pesach. Let me go to my notes. Okay, 1 second.
So you have to give me the whole list of things now. This is going on in London. Insurance companies,
Okay, here we go. Let's start, Rabbi Yisai, let's start. Let's go try to go quickly. I want to go with basically questions in halacha, basic questions of halacha, as why we are permitted to do things which don't necessarily make halachic sense. Question number one: bedikas chametz. Okay, Pesach is mamish around the corner. Before you blink, it's going to be here. We have to learn the halacha. Also, we have to have time to learn the haggadah well. So we want to do some halachas now. Erev Pei, B'digas Chametz. What do we do when we do B'digas Chametz? We make a bracha. Baruch Atah Hashem, Kedem Elohim, Lama Sher, Kedushan, B'mitzvot Tzivanu, Al Bi'ur Chametz. The destruction of Chametz. Question. A serious halacha question. Let us say a person on Erev Pesach, on the day before Pesach, the night, this is all in Shulchan Aruch, the night before Lel Pesach, B'digas Chametz, the night before, let's say the Or La'arba Osar, make believe, Or La'arba Osar, B'digas Mesach Chametz Arner, is 8 o'clock, make believe, 8 o'clock. The Zman of B'digas Mesach Or La'arba Osar, B'digas is 8 o'clock on the dot. And right now, it's in the afternoon, it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and I can't wait until 8 o'clock. Let me do it now. And you go into your house and you thoroughly inspect the home for chametz. You check for chametz, you clean, you inspect, you remove the chametz, and the house, your property, everything that you own in this world is spick and span, is spotless and squeaky clean. And I made a bediga. Now, when I did this on day 13, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, did I make a bracha? No way. You can't make a bracha. The only time you can make a bracha is Or Le'arbo Osar. 14. That's the only time you can make a bracha. You cannot make a bracha. Any time before Or Le'arbo Osar. Impossible. And if you make a bracha any time before Or Le'arbo Osar, it is a bracha levatola. But I did the bedika. If you did the bedika, you can't do it again. You only can do a bedika once. That's the rule. This is in the Gemara and this is Shulchan Aruch. If you do a bedika, you thoroughly inspect your home for chametz. Everything that you own, and there is no chametz to be found. You did the bedika. You did the mitzvah. You did the mitzvah already, right? If you did the mitzvah, it's not like wearing tefillin. Tefillin, you can wear tefillin the whole day. You take out tefillin, you can put tefillin back on. Bedika is a one-time mitzvah. You do the mitzvah like lulav and esrog. If you take the lulav and the esrog and you shake it and you make a bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Asher Kedushanu B'mitzvah Yitzanu Al Netilas Lulav, and you shake it, you're done. It's very nice. You can hold the lulav and esrog the whole day. Anshei Yerushalayim would walk around the whole day carrying the lulav and the esrog. Very nice. But can you make a bracha? No. You did it. You're done. You're finished. That's the way most mitzvahs are. You do it once, you're finished. If you want, you can be mamshich, but you can't make a bracha. If I did the mitzvah of bedikas chametz on the 13th day of the month, 2 o'clock, or for that matter, I think even within 30 days of Pesach, you did the bedika, and now it comes Or La'arba Osar, you can't do the mitzvah. Oh, you want to walk around and go look, check out, and make an inspection? Good for you, but that you did the bedika. You cannot make a bracha. You cannot make a bracha. Now, the truth, though, is, it's interesting, is that some hold, we don't pass like this, but some hold that if you did the bedika, during the day, it's not a valid bedika because it must be done l'or haner, candlelight. So there is a minority opinion that says that if you did the bedikah during the daytime, you cleaned up spick and span during daylight hours, then you didn't do the mitzvah, because the mitzvah must be done with the Or HaNer. We don't accept that. The Or HaNer is not ma'akev, and certainly, so then if you want to say it's ma'akev, I will just revise the question. Let's say you did the bedikah on the night before, on Or L'Yud Gimel, with the Or HaNer, electricity, lights, certainly you can't do the bedikah with the bracha on the night of the 14th. What am I getting at? Question. Most people, not I don't know most, but maybe you can say most people, really should not be allowed to make a bracha Or L'Arba Osa. Because many people, not everyone, not me, I'm until the very last moment, but many people are finished. By the time you get to Or L'Arba Osa, there's nothing more to clean. You're done. If your house is not ready by Or L'Arba Osa, you're in trouble. It's not really. When I was a kid, we weren't ready until, you know, there's plenty more to do. There's always what to do. You know, you're still doing things, cleaning up things that are not yet done. But let's say, but there are many people that are very well organized. And the question is, how in the world are they allowed this really serious halachic dilemma? If you are completely clean for Pesach, what did you do? Every time you clean for Pesach, that's a bedikah. And now it's 8 o'clock at night, the 40th night, Or L'Arba Osa, and everything already has been cleaned and inspected. Okay, so you want to go do a bedikah, you want to go check, walk around and inspect. You can't make a bracha. You can't make a bracha. It's a bracha levatola. So just basic halachic dilemma, how then are we allowed to do this? So the answer is, what Saul said, the 10 pieces. Today, the 10 pieces is not just, has turned into not just a zohar. You know, you search for the Yetzirah, and just in case you don't find chametz, you should have a chefza, the mitzvah, to do the beer chametz on. Meikar hadin, during the 10 pieces of chametz, you don't need the 10 pieces of chametz. The mitzvah is to do the bedikah. If you do the bedikah, and whatever you find, you burn. If you don't find, it doesn't matter. So why are there 10 pieces? You know, it's like a hiddur. It makes it more interesting. You want to have a chefza to burn tomorrow. But it was never really established as the ikar hamitzvah.
What are you saying? It's a chashash brochel of atollah?
Today, the poskim say you need the 10 pieces. Yeah, it's a chashash brochel of atollah. Not because you will not find something. That's not really true. If you do a real bedikah for the very first time, you've never inspected the house, you never checked, it's been more than 30 days since you've been here, you've never looked at, you've never inspected, and now then all our boss are, I'm doing a bedikah. I didn't sweep the house. I didn't inspect. I haven't been here in months. The last time I was here was Hanukkah, or whatever it is. It looks pretty clean to me. But I never went through the effort to make an inspection. And now for the first time, more than 30 days from before Pesach, I'm walking into this room and I'm making an inspection. And I make a bracha, Asher Kedushanu B'mitzvah Yisavitzvanu Al Bir Chametz. And I walk around and I come away with nothing. I can't even find one crumb. The bracha is 100% valid. Because the mitzvah is to do the bedikah. Oh, I don't have a chefza. I made a bracha and there's no chefza. So there is no chefza. So along comes the Zoya and he says, you know, put out 10 pieces. 10 pieces is it's really Kabbalistic in Yanim. Mm-hmm. 10 pieces. And also you'll have now a chefza, the Isur, that you can burn tomorrow to burn the Yetzar. But that's not what the mitzvah. Nowhere does it say in the Gemara 10 pieces. This is a new thing. Or la'arbosa boitke mesachamitz la'haner. Am I doing an investigation, inspection? Yes, I am. Have I inspected the premises within 30 days? No. Am I doing the mitzvah what Chazal wanted? Yes. Do I make a bracha? Yes. Did I find anything? No. So what? I did the mitzvah. Very good. Everything is 100% correct. But if I cleaned for Pesach, I went yesterday or within the last 30 days, oh, Pesach is coming, it's time to clean. I took the vacuum cleaner and we cleaned up and we inspected. That is the bedikah. That is the bedikah. So when it comes to Arla Arba Asar, what are you inspecting now that you already did not inspect? Nothing. So it's a bracha levatala. You did the mitzvah. You took the little hanesrog. The bedikas chametz is not a mitzvah that, oh, you do only the Arla Arba Asar. You have 30 days to do the mitzvah. It happens to be the ideal time to do the mitzvah, to make the bracha. It's Arla Arba Asar. But if you do the bedikah before, that's a fulfillment of the bedikah. You can't make a bracha, but it's called the bedikah. It's a mud in the thing. It's somewhere in the hair. If you do it before, it counts as the mitzvah, but you can't make the bracha within 30 days. Mm. And but the only time you can make the bracha is the Arla Arba Asar. But Arla Arba Asar, when you want to make the bracha, but if you already did the bedikah, you can't make the bracha. So you're caught between a rock and a hard place. So how come in Klal Yisrael, everyone makes the bracha, Arla Arba Asar, when a significant number of families and people have already finished their Pesach cleaning, there's nothing left to do, everything is accounted for, so it's mamish a bracha levatola. You go through the Mishnah Brura, it comes out that it's mamish a bracha levatola. This is a very serious halachic question, Baruch Hashem, that exists in our time. And the answer...
Yes, there would be
the never checked. Yes. Some people don't have a problem. I don't have this problem. I always have things left to do until the very last moment. But there are people that do have this problem. There are definitely people, not like me, who have this problem. And the answer is the Davar Nifla. And the Mishnah Berurah says this. Not in the Oisiyos Gedolos, in the Shara Tzion, on the bottom, in the teeny little letters, he points this out, and he says that we are soimich to be made to be custom Mishnah Berurah b'Shara Tzion la'ayin b'sefer pischei teshuva b'shem shut emek halacha, who says she'omar on this question, and because the Mishnah Berurah basically, and he says basically you can't make a bracha. If you've already done the bedikah before, you've already cleaned up before, it's too late to make the bracha. He says it's a very big problem. And he writes here, the maskan, he quotes over here the sefer called Emek Halacha. And he says over here, She'ein hochinami, shekahayoyim hazeh, ein levarich al bedikas chametz, b'li hanochas hapesisim. Today, what used to be only a Kabbalistic minhag has turned into an ikar hadin. Fascinating concept. Where do you have a minhag, a Kabbalistic minhag? This is for the mystics. This is for Meir. You put out 10 pieces and you look for the 10. What's going on over here? This is a Kabbalistic thing over here. Today, this has turned into an Ikar Hadin. You dirty the room. The room is clean the Pesach and I bedavka pollute. I pollute the cheder with chametz. So now I have no choice. I have to go look for the chametz. You pollute the room. Lahaches. You can ask him hashkafically. See, this is not a pashut thing. Because hashkafically, is that really the way you do a mitzvah? To pollute the room to do the mitzvah? You know, it's like, you know, it's very disturbing. When a person comes out of the person, it's like, I have a shalashuris. Okay, you want to go into a seuda. So you go to the Beis HaKisei. And then when you come out of the Beis HaKisei, you want to right away wash. So you got a very big problem. Right. Because you come out of the Beis HaKisei, you have to wash your hands. Asher Yotzar. So you wash your hands. But once you wash your hands are clean. So now to go wash again, it's a bracha levatola. It's a bracha levatola. Asher kiddushan b'mitzvah sevitzvan v'al natil as yadayim, when your hands are clean from Asher Yotzar. So what do? So it's a very big problem. So some hold you can make two brachas. I don't know, there are three different solutions. One of the popular solutions is you come out of the Beis HaKisei and you wash, whatever you do, and you say Asher Yotzar. Then you, the bedavka, you touch part of your body on purpose. You put your hand above your, you roll up your sleeves and you touch the biceps. Oh, you touch the biceps, now you're mechuyev to wash again and make al netilas yadayim. Many Paiskim don't like this solution. You don't deliberately contaminate yourself so you can make Asher Kiddushanu b'mitzvah v'tzivanu al netilas yodai. You don't do that. So some hold, what should you do when you come to the Beis HaKisei? You should right away wash netilas yodayim and make al netilas yodayim, sit down, have the bread, and then say Asher Yotzar. I forgot there are three different techniques. The most popular, which the Mishnah Berurah says, when the day is over, what you should do is you should wash your hands, say Asher Yotzar, then touch your bicep, and then wash Al Netilas Yodayim. That's what the Mishnah Berurah is machri, I believe. That's what's done. The Gros says something different. All the people do whatever they want to go do. But it's a disturbing concept of where you have something that is good, and you go out of your way to corrupt what you have in order to fix it. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Isn't that a rule in life? If it ain't broke, yet in halacha, there are times where it's not broke and you fix it. And that is relevant today when it comes to Bedikas Chametz is in the Mishnah Berurah. Again, he quotes over here, V'zeh l'shonim v'azkos sarich l'honiach pisisin, the pieces. Ulegabe haboidek shlo yeda, he writes, now this is another controversial thing, he writes, ulegabe haboidek shlo yeda heichon heim hapisisin habedika den habedika chiyuvis v'shay levarech olof. Because of this problem, you must put out the 10 pieces. And he writes further that the one who is doing the bedikah should not know where the pieces are. Mm-hmm. That way it should be considered a real bedikah. Because if you know where the pieces are, so that's not really called the bedikah. Because you already cleaned up, and the 10 pieces, you know where they are. That's not called the bedikah, it's called a collection. It's called a collection. Here we're actually searching for the pieces, that's more of a real bedikah. It's interesting hashkafiking, because I remember learning, this is a very fascinating thing, is there are some poskim that say that the one that does the bedikah, bedavka him, he should put out the pieces. He should taka know where they are. You know why? Because what does it mean when you search for chametz? You're searching for the yetzahara. The chametz is the sa'or shabi'isa. Everyone knows what they have to work on. You don't need to go search for new things to work on. Every person in their life knows their weaknesses. So it comes now, Erev Pesach, we want to get rid of the Yetzirah. Oh, I want to get rid of the Yetzirah. So you go to a rabbi, you go to a mayor, he'll sit you down, and he'll tell you, he'll go over, okay, tell me your whole life. Tell me everything that goes on in your life. And he'll discover new issues. New issues you never knew about. You're doing this wrong. You're doing this wrong. You're doing this. Excuse me. Before we go and we discover new issues, let's first work on the issues that we know about. I know I get angry. I know I have a weakness in this matter, in Lashon Hara. I have a weakness in Macholos V'Asuros. I know I have an issue in Shmir Seinai. Before you go and get very religious and go to the rabbi should go and find for you new problems. Let's go first work on the problem. Person, go to the doctor. Before you go to the doctor to go to the longevity center, tell me, is your blood pressure good? Is your cholesterol good? Is you doing exercise? First, before you go to the longevity center to go through a CAT scan to find new problems, why don't you first work on solving the problems that you know about? Bedafka, you, the one that does the bedika, you put out the 10 pieces. So you, in other words, to recognize, I got to work on this avera, on that avera. But along comes the Mishnah Berurah, and he says, no, don't do that. Because if it would be a minhag to collect the 10 pieces, enachanami, so you should put out the pieces. But today it's not a minhag for most people. Today, for most people, it's a matter of halacha. What's the halacha? Because today, people... Before you go, I want to mention that there was one of the people who used to come to the shir in the very early, when we first started the shir, his name was Ernie.
Arnie,
what was his last name?
Gervich.
He passed away. His levaya is right now. It's today, what time is the levaya?
1:00.
1:00. Baruch Dino MS, I remember him.
Parkside.
He was one of the main members of the shir. When we started this share many, many years ago, we first started, he came to the first share, and he was here for at least 2 years, I would imagine. He used to come every single day, and I would talk to him about the share. We would talk about the share. He was a very, very quiet, refined person, and very polite, very kind, nice person. He lived on 22nd, 21st.
Until a couple of years ago.
I remember once he lost someone in his family.
I went. His wife? Right?
His wife?
No, he just became ill.
He lost one. I went to be Menachem Avila. He moved to the premier building. He moved there. But who did he? I once went to be Menachem Avila in his house. Who did he lose?
For her.
22nd Street, right. I went to the house. He was sitting Shiva, I think. I once went to his house and he was sitting.
He sat Shiva?
His wife sat Shiva? Okay, so just to be maskier, today is his Levaya. And look, what can we say? The learning should be in his schus. And what can we say? You know, it's sad. He was mamash. He was one of the founding members of this shir. And of the shul was the shul. I'm not aware of the history. The shul. And, this shir, it's in his schus. You know, he was one of the founders. And all the learning over here, to some degree, goes to his credit. And may his neshama have an aliyah. And I don't know all the proper neshchus you say at this time. But we maskir him l'toiv for bracha, for his neshama. And like you said, in the Shamshav and Aliyah, Yehi Zichrei Baruch.
Amen.
Okay, getting back over here, Michal is going to the Levaya, Michal. The Levaya is what time? Is it 1 o'clock, the Levaya?
Said 1 o'clock.
Where? Where's the Levaya?
Nevsky.
On 1700 Coney Island Avenue.
Nevsky. They're all Parkside and Gutterman. They're all in...
What street is that?
Right across from PS 199.
What between which avenues is this?
Elm Street.
Rotor and
Wolf End.
Rotor and End. Next up to Ferris Stam is the parking lot.
Right.
Then is Shari Kora, and then is the
home. On the other. Okay, that's where the Levi is. Okay. Maybe I should go. Okay, we'll see. Okay. So this is. Okay, so this is what it says over here in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah over here holds that a person today it's a matter of halacha. Being that it is a matter of halacha, it would appear that we have an obligation. It would appear that we have an obligation. It should be done in a way where it's a real bedikah, where the person that does the bedikah should not know where the pieces are. Okay, so this again is an interesting idea. Okay, so let's now go to another interesting shaila. Okay. A note to make sure I got everything over here. Okay. Let's talk about Tainas Bukhair. Another interesting dilemmas of Tainas Bukhair. Okay, what is the Makar of Tainas Bukhair? Where does it come from? Where does it come from, the halacha, that a Bechor Erev Pesach has to fast? It does not say this anywhere in the Talmud Bavli.
That's
Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky's Vart.
Yeah.
Okay, but on a Pashur level, where does it come to the Midden Klai Yisrael that a Bechor has to fast on Erev Pesach? Now the truth is, it doesn't say this anywhere in the Talmud Bavli. It's in Masechta Seferim. Okay, it's one of the small Masechtas that was authored by, would appear, the Rabbanan Savoroi. Okay, the Rabbanan Savoroi was a generation that was after the Chasimas HaTalmud,
right.
And approximately, before the Goinim, in between the Amoraim and the Goinim, the Rabbanan Savoroi, they authored a few Masechtas, and one of them is called Masechta Seferim, and it is there that it says that on Erev Pesach, it is the custom for the firstborns to fast. Why? It doesn't say why. Seemingly, it's because that Lel Pesach, all of the firstborns they died. All the firstborns of the Egyptians died, and the Chazal tell us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Klal Yisrael to go into their home and put on and smear the doorpost with blood on the mashkoif and the shtei mezuzos, because the mashkis is not mavdil. Once the mashkis has permission to kill, it's not going to be mavdil between the firstborn of a Jew and the firstborn of a non-Jew, and therefore they need a special shmira of the Dan Pesach and the Arech Mispoiseses Bidomoich. But there's a danger. In other words, a Lel Pesach, the Mashchis goes out. And this is a principle that we have very often, this idea. It's a very powerful idea. And that is, like we mentioned when it comes to the Megillas Esther, there was a gzera, lahashmid, laharog, ula'abed, eskola, yehudim, minarvi, atzokin, taf, and noshim, yom echad. And that gzera was never canceled. Achashverosh refused to cancel the gzera. He said to Esther, it's not no'eh, ki chesov asher nichtav b'shem ha'melech ein lehoshiv. Why? I could do it, but I don't want to. Why not? It's not no'eh. I don't want to do it. The most I'll give you is I'll give you the right to defend yourself. And then Chazal say, Akate avde achashverosh anan. Here we are, lemisparam 2024. We're still holding in that same matzav. Akate avde achashverosh. There's a gezera lahashmid harugul aved. And the only advantage that we have today is we can defend ourselves. But watch your back. Watch your back. That concept is true in every form. Lel Pesach, Chayiv Adam Laharis Es Atzmai Ki'ilu Yotza B'Mitzrayim, we relive the experience. And that means Lel Pesach is a very dangerous time. We call it Lel Shimurim, you know why? Because it's like the Lel Shimurim is because it's dangerous. Why does Lel Pesach, does Hashem have to go tell us, don't worry, I got your back? Why doesn't Hashem have our back today? Because today is not so dangerous. You don't need my back. You can take care of yourself. Because history repeats itself, and Lel Pesach is a zman when the Mashchis goes forth. It didn't just go forth Lel Pesach at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Every single year, Lel Pesach, the Mashchis goes forth to wipe out the firstborns of all of our enemies. But the Mashchis is not mavdil between our enemies and us. And that is why every single year, Lel Pesach, we are in grave danger. It's a real danger. It's not a joke. It's a real danger. The events of ancient times repeat themselves every single year to our benefit. And Lel Pesach, the Mashchis is going out to wipe out our enemies. We may not see it b'poyel, but they're being weakened. There's a hashchasa, a churban that is happening in the goyim to the b'choyres of the goyim in the world, however you want to define the word b'chor in modern times. But you know what the danger is? The same way the Mashchis goes out and wipes out our enemies, we're also in danger. And therefore, we need it to be a Lel Shimurim. We need the Ribbono Shel Olam to help us, to protect us. And that's why Lel Pesach, Hashem says, don't worry, I'm going to protect you. We sit at home in our house. At the Seder, we close the doors. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is protecting us when simultaneously Hashem is weakening and eliminating our enemies out there. So Lel Shimurim. And because it's dangerous, today the firstborns have to fast. Because in a few hours from the morning of Erev Pesach, the Mashchis is going to be coming around. And it's a serious fast day for a firstborn. And in fact, not until recent times was it the custom to break the fast. It's a new thing. It is a new thing today. It's only, I don't know how many hundreds of years it is where people, the firstborns, don't want to fast Erev Pesach, so they make a siyum, somebody makes a siyum, and by making a siyum, you do not have to fast, to be able to break the fast. Okay, it is a very lenient type of fast. It's not obviously all the different chumras of the fast, but nevertheless, it is a fast. The question, what happens now? You know, just some interesting things. This is a very famous thing, which really doesn't make sense, because it's not, you know, again, this is what it says again. So the Makari again is, what it says in Sefer is what it says in...
No, it says it's the Malbim. The Malbim makes a point that because it said, Lo Seitzu Mi Pesach Beisoa Boker, because of Marcus Pecoris that night. It's a mob scene out there. They're running around, excuse the expression, like chickens without a head, running around. Now I say that it's violent. They're running around like crazy people. They're going to trample you, and they're in a very bad mood because of the Marcus Pecoris. Stay indoors.
Okay, now. The saying again, it's not in the Gemara in the Bavli, it's only found in the in Masech the Sofer. Now there it says something very interesting. There is another person who's supposed to fast Erev Pesach, not just the firstborns, people that are misangin, hatsinuim, which means people that are very delicate, they're very delicate stomach, and if they eat too much Erev Pesach, they will not have an appetite to eat the matzah b'teavon, or to drink the dalad kosos. So anyone that is a delicate person, istinis, as an obligation, amar rav tanchuma, Rebbe knows the Rebbe. That's next week. I'm sorry. Let me do it. Ein. He writes over here. Erev Pesach. Here's Masech the Sofrim. Ein ayim tachnu kol yemei nisan ve'ein misanin ad shayav ayav nisan. Generally, you're not allowed to fast in Chodesh Nisan. Elo habechoyrois shemisanin be'erev Pesach and the hatsinuim. Now, the word hatsinuim over here, and he explains what it means, people that are very delicate, their stomachs are very delicate, and if they're going to eat erev Pesach, they're not going to have appetite to eat at night. B'shvil hamatzois or hamitzvois k'desh yikonsu lepesach b'ta'avo. Okay, so that's where the Makarv comes from, Masechta Sofrim. Two people, the Tznuim and the Bechoros. Now, however, there's also a Makar, appears to be a Makar in the Yerushalmi, which will take us back many hundreds of years, an earlier source, and that is, the Gemara says that Rebbe loy ochal be'erev Pesach, b'nei shoye Bechor. Okay, the Gemara of the Eshla says it's not true. The Gemara of the ultimately says that the Rabbeinu HaKadosh did not fast Erev Pesach because he was an istinus. He was very delicate, and they were afraid that if he would fast, and he would eat Erev Pesach, he would not have an appetite to eat the matzah and the yayin. So therefore, the Gemara ultimately rejects it. But yet the Gemara in the Havamina does appear to present such an approach, an opinion, that a Bechor should fast Erev Pesach. Okay, now, there's another interesting, this is very interesting, and there is a sefer, I don't know the name of all these rebbes, called the Ateres Tzvi Zitichov. Zitichov. Who is the Ateres Tzvi? One of the rebbes, Zitichov Rebbe, he says that he has a manuscript of Masechta Seferim, where it says that firstborns don't fast. Firstborns, Erev Pesach, Not habechorim misanin, but rather his girsa is misangin. They take delight, they rejoice. His girsa, Masech the Sofrim, says that Erev Pesach is a festival for the firstborns. Misangin. They delight, they rejoice. A firstborn Erev Pesach is a holiday. They eat special foods. They have a little party. After davening, they have a party to celebrate. Do you know what today is? Today is Erev Pesach. Today is our day. Why is it our day today? Because all of our enemies, the firstborn enemies, they died and we survived. So it doesn't say in Masech the Sofrim that you should fast on Erev Pesach, the firstborn, but in Erev Pesach, the firstborn should rejoice in a celebration. Now, this is what he says, and it was a very famous thing in Zitichoyev that in this gear. So now the problem though is, it doesn't make any sense. Because first of all, the whole Klal Yisrael never heard of this. You can't go up against the whole Klal Yisrael. And number two, the whole context of this line is surrounded by the laws of fasting. It says first, Chodesh Nisan, you're not allowed to fast. Unless, and then it says afterwards, an istinus, someone who is a very delicate stomach, he can fast Erev Pesach, so he should be able to eat the matzahs and drink the yayin b'ta'avo. We would say b'te'avon. And in the middle of it telling us the laws that you're not allowed to fast Nisan, and there's an exception that an istadis is allowed to fast, in the middle it says, the Bechorois are, our girsa is Misanin, they fast, and his girsa was HaBechorois Misanigin. Excuse me, it doesn't make sense. The context of where these words appear clearly indicate that we are describing that they fast, not that they take delight and they rejoice in this situation. So therefore, it's very, very schwer. All the Mefarshim say that this, what they had in Dittishoiv, is a very, very schwer thing. The Parshim Shad is that in Echnami, it's already, the same time, in the time already of the Rabbanan Savaroi, there's an ancient minhag that you have to fast, and it seems that they fasted to the very, very end. Today became very lenient, they break their fast. Let's say you cannot go to a Siyum. What do you do then? What happens if you cannot participate in a Siyum versus the Bukhar? So the Poskim say something very interesting, is that pay for it. If you pay for the Siyum, you participate in the expenses of the Siyum. It's a tremendous chiddush, unbelievable chiddush. That is a heter that you don't have to fast. The ideal thing, of course, is to make your own Siyum. Let's say you cannot make your own Siyum, at least participate in somebody else's Siyum, and you have to eat. You have to eat. Eat something from the Siyum. Let's say you come late. Let's say a person walks into shul, and the person already made this siyum, and they're just eating. B'diyaved, even if you miss the siyum, and you just take some of the food, and you sit down, and you rejoice in the food that's also good enough. Let's say you can't do even that. You can't do even that. Did you at least contribute to the cost of the siyum? That's also a b'diyaved, and also a heter not to have to eat. And let's say you can't even do that. You can't pay for someone's, you can't participate in the cost. You can't make a sim, you're not for this faith. So there is such a very lenient rule, I don't know if it's really true, is you can give tzedakah. Pidyon nefesh. You can go and you can give money and you're exempt. Rabbi Mayevsky, he mentioned a very interesting thing from Yaakov Kamenetsky. Why do they fast? Not because of the firstborns that were killed, it's because the day when the Kohanim have the limelight, the firstborn, the Kohanim are in the limelight, is Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach, all hands on deck. Every single Kohen is needed in the Beis HaMikdash. But what is the reality? The reality is Erev Pesach, all Kohanim, anyone that's a Kohen, you better be there in the Mikdash. We need every single hand, every single body, to be there to help slaughter and do the shrit, the kabbalah, the halacha, the zrika of what we call shvicha of a karm pesach. We need every, there's a shortage of kohanim for the entire klal yisrael, and the firstborns, they stand there and they look and they say, wow, this could have been for us. We could have been the ones that get the limelight today. The greatest tsar you can give a person, the gehenim, is to see what you could have had and what you lost out on. And when the firstborns, they witness firsthand, wow, here we are, we're sidelined. It's now the World Series, and I'm sitting on the bench. Or it's the Super Bowl, and I've been sidelined. That's a lot of tsar. And because of the tsar, the recognition of what they lost out on, they fast. They fast, chaval, look what we lost out on. That's Rav Yochanan Nesky's vart. Okay, so these are some of the chidushim of two topics. Amen. 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 Amen.
Israel, you
Because of my son,
put extra ones for everything.
I don't know exactly what the rules are. But the thing is true, but I don't think it was.
There's not a market. They have a different side Shabbos.
Yeah.
Share next door, and I was looking inside, and I would go.
But it's nice last night. You climbed in.
I'm not a ticket card. I'm a card member.
Maybe you. I don't know. Look,
they put do a lot of signs. They're very strict signs.
No, they're just a little. I just a little thing, but it was loaded for people. I mean, people running in.
How much time do they charge for a suit?
I think a very nice suit, $95. It's incredible. It's incredible. Ties here are $7, and shirts are $18.
You want ties?
Very nice.
I have a lot of ties.
I'll go for the shirts alone. I'll go $18 shirt.
Barbie. Yeah, but you have to be part of Chaim. But you see, every night, the guy who did it is a genius. He knows exactly what he's doing. Every night is a different yeshiva night. And so last night and tonight is Chaim Berlin. So, I can't vouch for them.
Who is Mr. Shabbos? Mr. Shabbos?
I don't know.
Could they get a commission as well? The yeshiva gets a commission?
It could be. I don't know. But it's such a bargain. I'm sure he's making money also. He should make money. Why can't he make money?
I can't imagine.
You're going to the funeral? Yeah. Who is this guy?
Ernie, he used to come to the shiva before you came, before your time.
But it's, again, it's like 7 to 10 o'clock at night. That's all it is. 7 to 10 o'clock. And I saw they closed the after 10, they closed.
Where is it?
And what's going to be tomorrow night? Who's your shiva tomorrow night?
I don't know.
Where is it?
It's on, it's on Nostrand and Avenue K. Exactly, right. Right.
The corner?
A little bit off the corner. Between Nostrand on K between Nostrand and East 29th. Yeah. That
okay,
one.
It's between Cinnamon and Tversky and BJX.
Right, correct. Right there. Right. Oh, they have shoes?
No.
No shoes.
No. They have suits, ties, and shirts.
Sure. They're dressing room, you go try it on?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
There's no tailoring.
What's your shirts? You take a shirt, that's it. You can't
you
go wrong.
Shirt?
Very good.
Which brand shirts to have?
Shirts are nice. Brand? Shirts?
I like them.
What kind of shirts?
Yoda. Why? That's his name.
Yoda. What kind of shirts?
White.
What kind of name?
Yoda.
They're good shirts?
I think, again, I like them. This is a suit from them. Yeah, I think it's a quality suit.
I just wear it every day, so it doesn't come on. But, all right, good luck.
Yes.
You know the crazy thing about
walking? That's right.
This is J.R. Rowling, she says she's going to sit in jail. She didn't admit to it. And they're going to put her on the citizenship, I think. How could a minority run the country now? It used to be that Aram Lahata, it doesn't exist anymore. We are. This is. I think Europe is worse than America. I think.
Oh yeah, for sure. knack of getting there very quickly.
Is that a...
Show him out here.
It's because you don't believe in God, because they don't know what a woman is. And the more intellectual you are, the worse it is. You thought it's never going to happen.
Yeah, again.
Killing Jews is becoming like that. People don't realize that. Thinking during the Nazi era, to kill a Jew on the street is not allowed. It's got to be government sponsored. I think in the concentration camp they can kill. I think going out just shooting Jews wasn't allowed. That's Epstein claim. Okay, Zami isn't.